Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars! Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. We're all back from spring break and we're ready to talk about cinema. Yes, because we like it for some reason. I'm DJ Ace, and we have three awesome contestants here. We got Andrew, Andy, and newcomer Peyton. Say hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
All right. So I had a little inspiration for this week's question. Daredevil Season 2 drops this Friday, so I thought we'd just switch it up and discuss TV shows. So today's question is, what is the best TV show, series, past or present? So we're going to get this thing started with Andrew. What was your pick?
Well, basically, mine's the best from the past, the present, and soon and in the future. The Simpsons. It's got to be The Simpsons. It's been on primetime television for more
explanation later. We got to get the choices first. Andy, what's your pick?
My pick is Breaking Bad.
All right. And what you got for me, Peyton?
I had a toss-up between two shows with Scooby-Doo and The 100, but I'm going to have to go with The 100.
Okay.
Just to make it more like our age area.
Okay. Really? The 100? Okay.
Well, I don't even know what The 100 is.
All right. Well, I do. But anyway. All right, Andrew, tell us what about The Simpsons makes it the best?
Well, basically, it has been on primetime television longer than anyone else, and it is... It has been regarded by getting tons of awards, being one of the best shows of all time by many, many critics. And to this very day, people steal ideas from The Simpsons. You got shows like made from Seth MacFarlane, and he's made countless shows ripping off them, with American Dad, The Simpsons, and Bob's Burgers. And you also got very other talented shows like South Park and Futurama, who also take inspiration from The Simpsons. And there is just a long list, but I wouldn't be able to have these guys wouldn't be able to talk if I go through all of them right off the bat.
All right, sounds good. All right, Andy, tell us about Breaking Bad.
With Breaking Bad, I like the fact that the show is so clever. I mean, with Walter White, he looks to be a simple guy who, you know, wants to get some money before he dies, and he does it by making drugs and, you know, selling them. But the fact that he continues to do this, the stakes get higher. The action and the things that he have to do to protect his family and to fulfill the rush that he gets from his from making these drugs and everything makes it a really great series, especially with the end. They wrap it up really well.
All right, cool. Peyton, tell us about The 100.
All right, well, with The 100, it's about a group of kids that got sent down to Earth after an apocalypse, basically, a nuclear bomb strike. So they thought Earth was unlivable. They've been in space for 100 years. They come back down to realize it wasn't unlivable, or it was livable, and there's a bunch of other people down there. And they come across a bunch of different paths. And since it's on the CW, you don't really think you're going to see, like, great acting or big-time actors, but they actually have... no-name actors that are doing well, and they also have the big names like Isaiah Washington for just at least one of the characters on there right now, and they've had some bigger stars guest star on there, and it's just a different way to look at things because you never expect something like this to happen, and if it did, you don't expect it to go the way it goes, and they basically have to fight for their survival, try and become allies with people who are already living on Earth and who have been on Earth for the whole 100 years, and they come across a bunch of different stuff, and everyone finds new things. They realize they weren't who they were when they were in space as well. And really, it's hard to explain, because if you watch it, you'll understand it, and that's the only way you're going to like it. But I've had some friends convince me that it was a good show. I mean, it took me a while to actually go and watch an episode, but one of my friends basically sat me down and turned it on, and I definitely don't regret it. It's definitely a great series. It's in its third season right now. It's on the CW right now. The first two seasons on Netflix. It's just, it's a different show. It's not like any other show that's been on so far, and it's going away from a bunch of different things that, like Andrew said, The Simpsons has a bunch of different shows based off them, pretty much, but The 100 doesn't, and they're all about themselves, and basically a new show that no one else knows about or has the ideas about.
All right, sweet. Thank you, Peyton. So now for the fun part, or the part that you all loathe. I'm not sure yet. You can tell me why your choice is better than the other choices now.
All right, let me just say this. The Simpsons is the show that has done it all for 29 years compared to you two. No matter what Walter White does, no matter what the kids from the 100 do, they can never top what everything that the family of the Simpsons did. Homer went to space as an astronaut. Bart gets harassed by a serial killer named Sideshow Bob, and they have strong supporting casts like Mo Sizlak, Mr. Burns, and Apu. And if you guys got any more arguments about against those, then release the hounds.
Yeah, yours is a cartoon, so they can literally do anything that they want to. So that argument is invalid compared to ours, because a cartoon can literally do whatever they want. Shows nowadays, they still can't because they don't have the exact equipment to do the exact same things as a cartoon right now. I will say that, yeah, The Simpsons is a great show. It's had a long run. But then again, you also have Family Guy that you can watch other than The Simpsons. You have Futurama that you can watch other than The Simpsons. So really,
that's done.
It's not its own show. The 100 is. Breaking Bad was. But The Simpsons, they're not their own show anymore.
I mean, The Simpsons have literally, and with your thing saying that The Simpsons have literally done everything, yet they literally have done everything. There's a popular phrase that's like, Simpsons did it, you know. The Simpsons have done everything.
South Park even made a parody of that.
Exactly. But the fact is that, have The Simpsons really been funny in years? I mean, they've had a very big significant effect in television or whatever, but they really haven't, like, they've only really been known to be funny in the 90s or something like that. They haven't really been funny in a couple of years, to be honest.
No, they've still had some good material. I mean, did you guys see the 2007 movie that came out? I enjoyed when I came out of the movie theater. I started singing Spider Pig.
Okay, yeah, it was a good movie, but we're not talking about the movie. We're talking about the show in general.
It takes materials from the TV show and adds a little more and extends it because I don't see what's the big difference between The Simpsons movie and The Simpsons TV show.
No, it is the TV show, but we're talking about the show right now. But with that movie, you still have shows like Under the Dome that took literally the dome that was in The Simpsons movie but made it better, even though there was a book before the movie came out, I'm pretty sure. So really, you could say The Simpsons stole it from them beforehand. Some of it was good, some of it was original, but other stuff of it was not, and it's just something we expected back then from The Simpsons.
I mean, it's got these days they reference a lot because everyone's doing everything right now as we speak, and they're referencing everything in society today.
Family Guy.
But just because they
they're referencing them.
No, they reference the same stuff. They all take shots at nowadays. Family Guy, The Simpsons. They're basically the same thing, just
Family
in different
Guy
worlds.
Family Guy is more fart jokes. The Simpsons has. Ever since Homer has actually learned to be not stupid and compared to Peter Griffin. Well, even Futurama, it basically is all fart jokes as well. These days, it's not all about fart jokes in Simpsons.
Yeah, and I'm
that's
saying
what
Family Guy,
different.
Family Guy calls people out and the events that are going on right now. Family Guy does what The Simpsons do.
They are the same.
No, they do not. I'm telling you that. I'm saying they do fart jokes.
No, they don't. I'm telling you they don't.
They mostly do fart jokes.
Not really. Not anymore. They shied away from it.
There's a lot of clever writing.
Family Guy mostly do fart jokes.
We're not arguing Simpsons against these other shows. I need to argue Simpsons versus these shows. So
okay.
Go back here.
Because you're trying to compare everything. I mean, I don't know. I think there's some clever writing. If you've definitely seen the Breaking Bad, there's definitely some clever writing in the show. One of the big things that people like are the characters, obviously, especially with Jesse Pinkman that we were talking about earlier. The fact that his catch line, I mean, I can't say it on the air, but...
Smart move.
But it's still fun. It's what people remember. And there's, you know, there's... so many moments within that show that people reference, that people like watching, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, like they top themselves every single week, and there's never been a bad episode of Breaking Bad.
See, I disagree with that because it was a very boring show. I never watched a full episode. I've tried to watch one. But it was very, very slow and boring, just like The Walking Dead. That's why I don't like watching it. But with the 100, they don't have to reference stuff from nowadays to be good and be talked about. It's something completely different that may possibly happen later on in life, but highly doubtful. But it's a new take on something else. Like Breaking Bad, it was his own show. No one else had anything like it. Except for the car wash. A lot of people had that. I mean, I was told there was a car wash in it. I don't know why there was a car wash, but...
yeah.
Almost every other show, like children wise, has had a car wash and some take.
Well, that's
and,
just his second job.
Well, still, but like, I understand. Like, yeah, he had cancer, so he found a new way to get rid of it. But for my town, whatever he did, the drug he made, that's not a big deal in my town. So I'm used to that stuff. So it was like, oh yeah, cool. But
he didn't want to get rid of the cancer. He wanted to make money so he could
I know that yeah
family in debt.
But the thing is, like with the Simpsons, you talk about they do all this and that now. They're irrelevant at this point because they have shows
they're
based
still
off
in prime
them. The 100
time in Fox. They're still prime
the 100
time in
has
Fox.
Their
they're
own
irrelevant.
Thing. They get talked about their own thing. They don't have stuff to be compared to because they're their own show. No one else can compare to that show. With Simpsons, you have 50 other cartoons that are just like them, and it's annoying because no one's gonna go watch just the Simpsons or just the other cartoons. It's annoying.
You know why they reference the 100, them? You know why they reference them? Because they are good. They have been good, and they
have been.
Yeah, and they're still primetime TV show. They're still primetime on Sunday nights.
Well.
I've never heard of anyone sitting down Sunday night waiting for Simpsons.
Animation Domination. You ever heard of that on Fox?
I have not. Never heard anyone talk about that.
That's not The Simpsons, though. Yeah, the Simpsons is not part of that block.
Yes, it is. They hang out with Family Guy and American Dad.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm thinking something else. But with the 100, you said, what is it again? It's like something to have to do with nuclear Armageddon?
Pretty much. They went up into space, had arcs, they were running out of oxygen, so they tried to come back down on Earth to see if it was livable.
So you could say that it's a survival show, something like that, something like
yeah,
The
but
Simpsons?
The other survival
Sorry,
shows,
not Simpsons,
no,
Walking
Dead,
Dead.
That's
yeah.
a different one. They have zombies. Everything has had zombies. This is a different take on stuff. Like, yeah, apocalyptic, yes, but they have nothing just like their show. Like with The Walking Dead, they've had other zombie movies that you can compare them to. With The Simpsons, you have cartoons you can compare them to. Like Breaking Bad, they're kind of their own show as well. I just thought it was a very boring show that got slow at some points. Well, I know there was times where it got picked up, but it started off very, very slow.
It's slow because it's a slow build. Because you need to follow the character from the very beginning. You need to see that the character for Walter White is just this regular guy who finds himself wanting to make crystal meth only to raise his family. Only to raise enough money so he can, you know, not leave his family in debt when he's about to die, because that's what he thinks he's going to do. He thinks he's going to die, so he tries to raise enough money. But once he gets hooked being a drug dealer, and the more stuff that he has to do, it's more about him and his selfishness. And it is a slow build, I will admit. It takes like a season
And that's why, like, yeah, with a show like that, I don't think you should make it that boring and that big of a build-up.
It's never boring for me. It's never boring for me.
I want to say something.
And it gets really good. And hold on. It gets really good by season two. I was hooked.
Yeah, but see, I wait for season one to get hooked on a show.
I know.
You're not
going to
interrupt him.
I know, but it was very good all the way through.
That's the type of show we're on, Andrew.
I was trying to say these two things edgewise for a while now, but you guys have been talking the whole time, and I let you do that. Anyway, going all the way back to when you said like Jesse Pinkman has this awesome catchphrase. You know, most of the Simpsons catchphrases are in the dictionary. Interesting fact. I keep hearing you guys say over and over again, they don't have good material. No one has ever been able to copy them on their Halloween specials. That's their best material every year.
Once a year, that is awesome for a show. Once a year, they're good. That's great. But anyway, you just basically bashed your own show.
I'm not bashing him. I'm saying they're good. The show episodes are good. But then there are over the top shows episodes like the Halloween specials that actually do make it feel like a cartoon like you guys are saying, that's the only time. Everything else, there's no solid evidence that there's cartoon besides the Halloween special.
And the fact that they're yellow people. But the 100 doesn't need catchphrases. They don't need to talk about nowadays stuff. That's only to get people to watch the show that flipped channels.
The catchphrases only really, and memorable scenes only become... catchphrases because people remember
but
them.
But to me, catchphrases are for sitcoms, but like a Full House, like How I Met Your Mother.
Catchphrases for big shows just does not make sense.
Yeah, you don't. That's what I'm saying. They don't need catchphrases to be a good show. The 100 doesn't have any catchphrases. They just have a bunch of different stuff to go into it.
But it's just memorable, not exactly catchphrases. They're just memorable lines.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the jokes is not one line funny catchphrases. There are some good material when they wrote the story. Many of the stories, there's been great story dialogue and lessons learned when you watch The Simpsons. I'd like to think. It feels like Walter White is kind of one-dimensional. How am I supposed to get better at doing drugs and be a father? And you get all walks of life in The Simpsons because why? They have great characters besides those main characters which I will restate that they do have, including people like Groundskeeper Willie, the happy-go-lucky. Religious neighbor Ned Flanders and Krusty the Clown. They all have great stories. I mean, we found out that Krusty is Jewish and never was appreciated by his father. Because he was a funny guy. I'm not here to hear
the life stories of each character. That's what the show's supposed to do. And every show has taken each character and basically given them their background, pretty much, to an extent. Like, with the 100, yeah, they've given, yeah, like,
to an
basically
extent. They go,
each...
They,
okay,
go
if, you would, if you would just let me explain, like, you've been ranting about your show for 10 minutes now, which everyone's getting tired of, because literally, that's Family Guy, that is also American Dad, that's
no,
everything.
Not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
But anyway, the 100, they talk about each character. They have a story for each character on each episode, and they really get each character involved in every episode. With something like Simpsons, there's no storyline. It's just them screwing around having fun every episode. With Breaking Bad, yeah, they have their own story, but it's literally the same story for, like, however many seasons there were. And I know, like, there was different stuff going on, but it was still the same storyline. With the 100, yeah, they're still trying to survive on Earth and figure out how they're going to do that, but they've come across paths of other people, other groups, other stuff that they have to get through in order to be peaceful and actually rebuild Earth.
Well, just because it follows one storyline, at least for Breaking Bad, there's also these challenges in between. You know, they're constantly in danger with characters like Tuco, who threatens to kill Walter White.
Yeah, they exit after one season.
If he doesn't make the meth for him. There's Gus Fring who. I don't want to reveal too much, but there's Gus Fring who.
It's not a show anymore. I don't think anybody cares that much. not saying like if they haven't seen it yet, you cannot spoil it. They need to see it by now. But
well, yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, the show's over. I don't see why you need to cut so many spoil free.
Like he said, sometimes there's characters there for a season, then they're gone. Simpsons, there's characters there for half an episode. They're gone. The 100.
They're there for the entire franchise.
But they leave great impacts on you. They're memorable.
Yeah, and I wasn't saying that was wrong. I was just trying to say that his statement was wrong because the 100 has characters that are only there for a few episodes, then they're gone. It's in every show. That's going to happen in every show. That's what you need to do. You need to change things up. You can't have the same people the whole time. I mean, you can have the main core, like the 100. They have the main core of Clark, Bellamy, Octavia. But they killed off two big characters throughout the three seasons. But they've also brought in not so big characters and brought them up to the main core of the group. And that's what you need to keep a franchise going. So with Breaking Bad, they have the same two guys. With The Simpsons, it's just The Simpsons. You need to switch it up a bit. The 100, yeah, they have Clark, Bellamy, and Octavia, and a bunch of other people right there. Like Clark's mom, you got Jaha, you have Murphy, you have a bunch of other characters that come together. But Lincoln came up out of nowhere. He was just a guy that was stuck in the wilderness with a group that he didn't really particularly like. But then he came over and helped the Sky Crew get through stuff. Like, you need to have other people come up and mix up a show. You can't just have the same thing over and over and over.
I'm telling you, the Simpsons do not do that. I mean, they'll touch on a joke here and there, maybe once a season. Then they'll go to another character within their humongous universe and give materials to him. And it also helps to have material from celebrity guest stars that you can
every show has had a celebrity guest star. Every show has celebrity guest stars.
They've still had that same big cast of characters.
They have countless, though.
Everybody has had celebrity guest stars. That's what shows do. They bring on celebrity guest stars. Every show on every network has had celebrity guest stars.
I mean, not all.
Pretty much every single show.
You're full of crap.
I'm not, actually. Every single show. All
right. Well, I'm going to end this discussion. I got to pick a winner if we're going to do the speed round still. Very nice discussion, though, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You still don't make it easy for me. I want you to know that. You present some interesting things for me. For instance, picking an animated show, two live-action shows. That's interesting as well, trying to make that work. Yep. To be honest, the only one I've actually seen is the 100. So, but I'm not discounting. I'm not discounting you guys. Don't worry.
How can you not seen a Simpsons episode?
Because I think the Simpsons are stupid.
Anyway. Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Well, anyway,
I haven't seen it in years.
All right. So, and I know what Breaking Bad is. I know what The Simpsons are, which is one of the things working for you, Andrew. I think we can agree everyone knows who The Simpsons are.
That is true. Yes. That is very true.
So that is one thing that you said that it was good. One thing that kind of hurt you, Peyton.
Oh, gosh.
That you said somewhere back there that no one knows what the 100 is. You didn't know what it was.
I didn't at first. Like, that was back in the first season. Yeah, that did hurt a little bit. I understand that. Yeah,
but it's a quiet show,
it's on the uprise.
But you said a lot of good thing about characters. You had a good bit, Andy, about the whole slow build-up feat of feature.
Characters,
car washes, huh? No,
there were car washes.
Yeah, there
were. He works at a car wash.
Yeah. So does Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, anyway,
money launder.
Yeah,
but my personal opinions aside, I have to judge on creativity and argument is the problem. So, given those two things. Here's the thing, Andrew. You had some pretty good creative points. Problem is, you also said the same things over and over. But you did good. The thing is, Peyton shot down a lot of your guys' points throughout this thing. So I'm going to have to give it to Peyton just for that.
All right. All right.
But there's a speed round.
Dun, dun, dun.
You can redeem yourself or get more points if you're Peyton.
Hi, I'm Peyton.
All right. The speed round is best show intro. That is the, like, 30-second thing they play before a show begins. A lot of shows still use them, I think. Yeah, a lot of shows still.
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat. A lot of old ones do, for sure. Personally, my favorite would be Star Trek, but that's just me. So, this is going to be speed round. You're going to give me your choice. We're going to go into reverse order of winning. So, you're still last, Peyton.
Oh, yeah.
And then... And then you're going to give me like a 15, 30 second reason why, and I'm going to pick one.
All right.
Are we clear?
Clear.
Sweet. Okay.
Cool.
Let's go.
All right, Andrew, you are first. What is your pick?
I'm just going to stick with it. Simpsons theme song. Even though you know everyone here says it's the same old, but that's still iconic and relevant. I mean, they still have good jokes in there when Bart Simpson does his chalkboard, when they sit on the couch, when Lisa plays the jazz.
I give you that. That was good.
When it all leads up to when they hit, when the show starts, it's great. All
right, sweet. Andy, best show intro.
I'm going to go with a classic, The Muppets. I like it because it tells you
another classic.
Because it tells you everything that you need to know for the show. It's very catchy.
All right, Peyton, intro?
I'm going to go with the classic, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Everyone knows that theme song. You got to love Scooby-Doo. Even though it's back from like the 60s and 70s, I always watched it as a kid. Not going to lie, if it's on today, I would still watch it. It's great. The theme song really gets stuck in your head. And yeah, it's the same thing over and over. I give the Simpsons, they do have creativity every time, and they do have a good song. The Muppets, I don't really remember it because I didn't watch The Muppets much, but I know it was good. But I just love Scooby-Doo, and I just think it's a good intro.
You know, it's time to play the music. You know, it's time to light the lights. It's time to get his thing started on The Muppet Show tonight, you know.
All right, thank you, guys.
That turned into a wrap.
That is a speed round. Unfortunately, based on creativity and argument, you killed yourself, Peyton.
I know.
It's going to Andrew.
Finally, I got a win.
I killed myself?
You killed
what?
It.
Well,
you
what's wrong with the Muppets?
It's nothing. It's just...
You didn't put enough points in there. You just said they're
creativity.
Catchy. You just said they're catchy.
Yeah, I know.
And he did. You said the iconic... I mean, these two are definitely way iconic. I don't think Muppets is that well known. But Andy, you did lift up some good points. So thank you guys for joining me today. This was round 8 of Cinema Wars. We'll hopefully be back next week for round 9. We'll see. We're going off on break again, so hopefully that can happen. If not, we'll be back the following week, only here on Cinema Central.
The battle is done, but the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.